controversy in the Hawaii disaster response. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Maui Emergency Management Chief has resigned as of yesterday evening, stating health reasons of all things.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Maui, where it's still 111 dead, and crews keep searching the wildfire ashes around Lahaina for hundreds still unaccounted for.
There'll be more fallout as this continues, as residents are looking for answers as to what happened, how it started, and why alarms didn't go off, and why their town of 12,000 people is literally gone.
The now ex-emergency management leader Herman Andaya defended not sounding the warning siren, saying they're for tsunamis and would have sent people inland toward the fires. Hurricane Hillary is big now, a Category 4 churning toward Mexico, on track to be a weaker tropical storm when it hits Southern California and moves on up early next week. And Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz worries about flooding.
It is already picking up a whole lot of rain, a whole lot of moisture with it, and that is going to be what really causes the problems. This ultimately running all the way up into the Pacific Northwest by Tuesday morning, winds down to 30 miles an hour.
Former President Trump wants to push back his federal trial in the 2020 election indictment to April 2026, telling Fox Business's Kudlow.
They want to suppress your voice. They don't want you to ever talk about an election. If you talk about an election, they want to put you in jail.
He's canceled a Monday news conference the former president had said would exonerate him in the Georgia election indictment, claiming to have proof of fraud. Instead, Trump lawyers want that included in legal filings. Federal prosecutors want members of the Proud Boys convicted over the Capitol riot to get 20 to 33 years in prison at sentencing later this month, calling them terrorists. The manhunt's over in Houston, Texas, for the accused gunman who critically wounded a sheriff's deputy Wednesday. But when they found Taryn Green,
as they began to make entry into the home, they were greeted by gunfire.
Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, two marshals and another deputy were injured before they arrested Green. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday.
China is not happy with what President Biden's doing this weekend, meeting with Asian leaders at Camp David. Its foreign ministry says no country should seek its own security at the expense of others and regional peace and stability.
Japan's prime minister and the president of South Korea will join President Biden for a trilateral summit the White House is calling a, quote, new chapter in the relationship. The White House says threats posed by North Korea will be a focus. The three countries have run a series of military exercises over the last year in response to missile testing from North Korea. According to the White House, the meeting will also focus on, quote, promoting a rules-based international order and bolstering economic prosperity. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Another American is accused of being a spy in Russia. Gene Spector is facing those charges in Moscow. The Russian-born U.S. citizen is already in prison, convicted of bribery. The U.S. has been trying to free two other Americans considered wrongfully detained as accused spies, Paul Whelan and journalist Evan Gershkovich. In a new Fox News poll, 2 in 3 voters believe Ukraine will survive Russia's invasion as the U.S. sends billions in military aid. Another new Fox poll comes as some American students return to school this month.
Nearly half of respondents, 48%, say gender and sexual orientation is taught too much in school. On the other side, the traditional subjects are thought to not get enough time in class. 54% say reading and writing is taught too little. Half believe math, science, and tech don't get enough time during school hours. As for what most in the poll believe should be emphasized in school, 7 in 10 people believe there is too little emphasis on teaching children the responsibilities of good citizenship. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down after a third straight big sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A downstate judge tossing out several lawsuits challenging Illinois' assault weapons ban. Suits filed by former Republican Attorney General candidate Thomas DeVore, who argued the law violated the Constitution. Tuesday's decision out of Effingham County comes after the state's high court ruled last week the ban doesn't violate the state constitution. State and local health officials investigating a cluster of three Legionnaires' diseases in Findlay. All three reported between July 30th and August 4th. The Illinois Department of Public Health staff working with Shelby County Health Department to determine common exposures between the three cases. Illinois men's basketball releasing its non-conference schedule for the upcoming season. Illini holding an exhibition game against Ottawa October 20th before starting the season. November 6th at home against Eastern Illinois. Oakland visits November 10th before Illinois hosting Marquette November 14th. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, thank you, Jim Miller. Morning, Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. This is Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you the back-to-school and sports physicals can be handled at a location near you. Just visit carl.org.
Gonna get warmer, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier. How are you?
I'm all right. Hope you guys are the same on, pretty easy to take comfortable morning around here. By the time we get to Monday morning, things will have changed on these overnight readings with a much thicker and soupier air mass to slowly build across the area. Worst of the heat we think is going to stay over areas of the Mississippi Valley on westward, and already some excessive heat watches into the western end of the state. Thank goodness we have some moisture in the ground now. That should help to preclude the worst of the heat, and here we are into the mid to late weeks of August, well away from the solstice around here, so that as well helps out on temperatures to a certain degree. Otherwise, we would very easily be up in that century mark. Otherwise, the other main weather headlines that tell you the first time in 84 years, if things work out correctly, that Southern California around the San Diego area takes a direct hit off of some remnant form, if not a strong tropical storm or weak Category 1 Hurricane Hillary. That then will set the stage for some catastrophic type flooding, severe weather, and a very wet weather pattern that'll extend northward into the Rockies, the Continental Divide, and its way westward to the Pacific coast into Washington State and Oregon, where they have been in the midst of a dry and drought-ridden spell, too, this summertime season. So lots of weather headlines. First time in 84 years there for a direct hit. Last major storm, Hurricane 1858, in the early infancy days of meteorology. 55 now at Willard and Savoy. Later on today, up to about 80 with a sunshiny sky. Clear tonight, 55. Sunny, warmer tomorrow, up near 85. And a light southeast to south wind. Should make 93 in a hot and increasingly more humid Sunday. 94 Monday. 95 Tuesday. Maybe a thunderstorm Wednesday. And again, Friday next week. Otherwise, daytime temperatures still in the lower 90s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Political analyst, author of a book called Counterpunch. Conservative political commentator Floyd Brown. Has the sun come up in Phoenix, Floyd? I don't think so.
Well, the sun's not up, but, the radio's on, so here I am with you.
Absolutely.
Good for you. Good for you. Okay, so Fox News poll says the majority thinks Donald Trump did something illegal. Did they ask about, I don't know, Hillary, Stacey Abrams?
I know. Take your pick.
I mean, where's this begin? Where's this end? But they do think this is a political prosecution. I mean, I think people know Floyd on the Tapman's Towing phone line. I think they know that this is very politically motivated, and that's why I think his, almost with each indictment, his poll numbers go up.
So America has cognitive dissidents, okay? They know that, you know, we used to have this notion of a honeymoon period when somebody got elected president.
Yeah.
Donald Trump never had a honeymoon. You know, from day one, the judicial system has been going after Donald Trump. It was, you know, first he was a Russian spy, and then when that was debunked, they moved on to the next thing and launched two impeachments. And, why should we be surprised that when he decides to run for reelection, the Washington establishment wouldn't, start trying to put him in jail? And I think that they probably will convict him. I mean, look at, he's going to have a jury of his peers in Washington, D.C., the city that hates him the most. So they'll probably convict him, but he still might get elected president from jail, because I think Americans have had really too much of Washington, D.C., caring only for itself and not for the rest of the country.
It's never been tried, Floyd, but can you pardon yourself?
You know, I think the voters can pardon him by electing him. So I think that's why Americans have cognitive dissonance. You know, it shows, though, the poll itself shows the effectiveness of the weaponization of the judicial system. And one thing I've been saying is that, you know, a lot of Republicans say, you know, why hasn't Joe Biden been held accountable? And, you know, I've also predicted that while they're going to put Donald Trump in jail, they're never going to hold Joe Biden accountable. And the reason is that if they hold Joe Biden accountable, they'd have to hold the whole city accountable. Because the type of influence peddling that he does and did as vice president is endemic in the city. I mean, you have a revolving door at every level of government. It's not just, you know, elected officials, members of Congress that go from Congress down to K Street and become lobbyists. Every level of government has it. That's why people go from the FDA to Pfizer. They go from Pfizer to the CDC. They go from the CDC to GlaxoSmithKline. This type of revolving door happens everywhere. People go from the FBI out to Facebook. They go from Facebook to another law enforcement job. These revolving doors is how the city is getting rich. There's a reason why the five richest counties in America all surround Washington, D.C. Well, and it isn't because government isn't profitable.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we've got that working for us, Floyd. But I don't know. There's no quick fix there. But essentially, the bottom line is Donald Trump comes to Washington and is really kind of messing up the gig, right? I mean, Republicans and Democrats are both in on this thing. I mean, it's just the establishment, and they all get rich, and they got power, and they don't want to ever leave, and that's what you got. And Trump's kind of asking questions you're not supposed to ask, and he's telling stuff you're not supposed to tell.
You've got it. That's exactly what's happening. And that's why there's this cognitive dissonance, because Americans know it. But you're right. It's troubling to accept how corrupt America has become. You know, there's been a lot of commentary, hey, we're like a banana republic. Yes, we are like a banana republic. Our government has been weaponized against the people, and it's a hard thing to accept. But we have something that the rest of the globe doesn't have, and that is the U.S. Constitution. Our founders gave us unbelievable freedoms, and we still have those freedoms. And you know what? If we step into those freedoms and exercise those freedoms, America can be brought back from the brink, and I'm actually predicting that it will be in 2024. I think we're going to have a wave election that's going to astonish everybody, and that's why in my book, Counterpunch, I talk about an unlikely alliance of Americans coming back together. And I think that there's a lot of currents that are running under the surface right now. One is African Americans, especially black men. If Donald Trump, through some miracle, makes it on the ballot, he is going to do better with black men than any Republican candidate since the Civil War. There are other currents. Immigrants, you know, the Democrats always want to, you know, depend on immigrant communities. But most of the immigrants that came here, especially the legal immigrants, they came here for the American dream, and they see it slipping away under the force of this huge government. And they're changing also.
Floyd, and before I let you go, I mean, what you're saying is true. However, you're assuming we're allowed to speak freely. You're assuming that the Constitution is being enforced because there's censorship going up. YouTube, Facebook, they're censoring people. And people say, well, I'm not going to do that because I'll get in trouble with XYZ because the government's going to come get me.
And what I say in the book is people underestimate the power they have right around themselves with the people they see every day, the people they talk to at the water cooler, the people they see in their normal course of business. These are the people where they have unbelievable power, and we all, to save America, have got to step into that power that the founders gave.
I think this is it. I mean, I know everybody says, this is it, the most important election ever. But this one is
this was really real.
This is, I really mean it, kids. Don't make me stop the car. This feels pretty serious from the standpoint of crumbling of our foundational things. And the things we used to depend on, and now we're a little nervous and afraid of it all. And the craziness going on about transgenderism for six-year-olds and stuff like that, it's just like, well, that's not what we want. That's not what we want. Now, Floyd Brown, how can people find your book, Counterpunch, and connect with you?
Well, they can find it on Amazon or anywhere books are sold, and you can find me at the Western Journal, westernjournal.com, or on Twitter, at Floyd Brown.
And so you believe a wave election for 2024 and a sweep for conservatives, I guess, even though I think they're kind of part of the club?
I think not necessarily for conservatives, but for this brand of conservatism that actually wants to step out in power and change all of these problems that we're having in the country, from transgenderism to we're a country that can't win a war anymore. We're a country where a lot of government's been weaponized against the people. And I think the people are going to rise up and make a change.
Floyd Brown, nice meeting you from Phoenix. Thanks for waking up, my friend.
Great to be with you.
On the Tappan's Towing phone line, we check our sports headlines.
Well, New York Mets John on top.
Let's just get to it.
Cardinals
let's just get to
the Mets in game one of a four-game series last night, 4-2. Former Cardinal Jose Quintana went six innings, giving up two runs on three hits, and picked up his first win in six starts. Drew Smith, Grant Hartwig, and Trevor Gott finished up, with Gott earning his first save as he left two runners on in the ninth inning. The loss is pinned on Adam Wainwright, but Wainwright went six innings, four hits with three runs allowed. It was a quality start for Adam. He walked three, struck out two, and allowed a two-run homer to Pete Alonso with one out in the fourth inning. Wainwright falls to 3-8, and Trevor Gott picked up his first save. The Cardinals struck for two runs in the seventh inning, a home run by Tyler O'Neill. Jordan Walker walked, went to third on a hit by Kisner, and scored on a sacrifice fly by Alec Burleson. But the Cardinals left two on in the seventh. They left two more on in the ninth inning, and the Mets won round one. Tonight, Zach Thompson will pitch. We're on the air at 6:20. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
So Mason Wynn's being called up.
Yeah, Mason Wynn, the superstar shortstop, will get his shot. Lars Nootbaar goes on the injured list.
Squatters were prevented.
So there you go. We got Mason Wynn coming up. Our weather now, Greg Solier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, the Folk and Roots Friday is from noon to 1 at the Lake House at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. When you bring your brown bag lunch, you can be entertained by some awesome duos or... it's a great time. UrbanaParks.org for details.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, this Saturday. Little change to those weather maps and charts with a late season heat wave to begin to build over the back end of the weekend and through a good part of next week in a largely drier setup. Meanwhile, it's going to be a historic spell of weather ahead later on this weekend and into much of next week as the either direct hit from Hillary or some remnant form of Hillary makes landfall to Southern California. First time that's happened in some 84 years, likely to set up flash flooding and severe weather over the southwest and building northward across the west in the days to come. Back this way for the day today, expectations of mostly sunny days worth of weather, close to 80 this afternoon. We'll level off tonight in the 50s, warm tomorrow to 85 with sunshine, a 93 degree high expected on Sunday's humidity climbs as well, and maybe an errant thunderstorm due in here for perhaps late Monday to Tuesday, and again late next week, otherwise daytime temperatures 90 to 95 degrees. For CVG Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
BC Bank, leading the way to your financial wellness. No matter where your financial journey begins, Pathways banking options at BC are designed with your goals in mind. UC Bank, building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Futures are trading near their lowest closing value in about 2 months, with investors worried about rising bond yields and China's economic turmoil, with People's Bank of China stepping in to help the yuan, which fell to a 15-year low. Chinese property developer Evergrande Group has filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy protection in Manhattan. The filing comes 2 years after the company defaulted on its debt and set off defaults by smaller Chinese developers. Estee Lauder shares are falling in the pre-market after it offered soft guidance that lagged consensus. The cosmetics giant had a net loss of $33 million after earnings of $52 million. The numbers signal a slower-than-expected recovery in its travel retail business, mainly in Asia, and also easing demand in the U.S. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pard's in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
It's Emily Atkins. She owns something called Happy Healing. Tell me about what you have planned coming up.
September 9th, we have our spiritual spa day. We have three wellness practitioners coming. We have Brenda, who does sound bowl healings with crystal bowls, Drea, who does facials, and we have Emily, who does massages. So we'll be selling tickets, and so you'll have a half hour of each, and then I'll be there and we can make candles too. You can go to the website, happyhealing.us.
All right, Friday morning, August
18. Tomorrow's the 19th. I've got the Crisis Nursery Touch a Truck. Presenting sponsor is Deuce Construction.
Yeah, right.
Way to
on.
Go, Austin, my nephew. There's construction vehicles, ag vehicles, first responders. The first hour from 9 to 10 without the sirens and horns for those who have sensory issues. So it's going to be a blast from 9 to 1. Carl at the field. So join me.
We have a Stever. I'm handing out Stevers to Merle Norman today. This is where I, the host, give you money, and you spend it at the featured business, which is Merle Norman. Maryland's wonderful. And so it's essentially a fancy facial.
Yeah.
And you, they work on your face, and they say, well, this would probably help this, and this is what I would... And so then...
You know, they just had a retinol night. Stevie, you really need this to improve clarity, tone, and texture for your more youthful appearance.
I need a lot of what she has, actually.
Excellent.
This is why it's radio.
Yeah.
And fuzzy cameras on Facebook. So anyway, so if you want this, I'm not only giving you the free facial, but a $100 bill to buy a few of these things. And that way you can say, I never knew XYZ. I never knew that about this. My skin is this. It's a wonderful, wonderful hour, and I'm paying for it.
That's right.
And if you would like this, you'll go to GoStever.com, where thousands of you have actually signed up, put in a password and a username that you'll forget. And that's how it works. So sign up at GoStever.com and then click accept on today's offer. And you get an email tonight if you're one of our two winners today. So
I'm just looking at this product that has shea butter, honey, and sweet almond oil for deep hydration. Your skin will look great with Merle Norman products. I've been using it. I'm telling you, people talked about it at the wedding. And I had Merle Norman do a makeover right before, you know, a couple days ahead of the wedding. And then when my daughter got married in June, and... I'm telling you, people said I was radiant and beaming, and it stuck with me the whole night. You know, put something on there so it held and all that. I mean, Maryland is terrific. 706 West Market View Drive. Even if you don't win from us today, you can call 359-8100 and make sure you're set for back to school.
Okay, so GoStever.com for today's offer. Mike says Austin Ducey's a good guy.
Must
get it from his mother.
Absolutely. Well, and Austin is... my, you know, brother Michael and Janet's kid. But yes, his mother is awesome too.
Right. That's the old joke. Okay, 727. It's Friday morning. We got 2 weeks from tomorrow's football, so I don't know what you're doing. Are you going tailgate? We should have tickets to give away, although I haven't received anything, but we should get tickets to give away.
Okay.
And if we do that, then you'll be listening the week of for free tickets.
That's right.
Because that's always fun. And I don't know what tickets cost, but right now you can buy season tickets for stupidly low prices.
That's right.
I mean, you can get that for less than a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's incredible to go to a Big Ten football stadium and sit there for less than you would at the Phoenix or the Savoy 16 as we know it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be the Savoy 16. It's the Sears Tower. I'm sorry, new sponsors. I can't help myself. It's the Assembly Hall. Just because State Farm pays a U of I doesn't mean I have to call it the State Farm Center. I'm not under a contract. I can call it what the heck I want it. I'm a townie. It's Assembly Hall.
Okay, thank you,
1964.
Wow.
I know.
So in any case, what were we talking about?
I have no idea.
The tailgate.
Yeah, okay. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
And I was at Memorial Stadium around 7 o'clock yesterday, and man, the freshmen, I think, that were pouring in for the new student initiation or something, it looked so fun, and it was such a gorgeous night last night.
Yeah, they do an introduction for about 8,000, and then they walk across the State Farm / Assembly Hall, and they eat dinner, and it's fun, and it's just, I don't know, do kids...
They look so young.
But do they have a dance? Or back at the day, I had a dance, and then
had phones, and they were probably exchanging numbers. It's such a great time.
How many of the 8,000 did not have a phone with them? None.
Probably not.
Well, it might have been five that forgot it.
Right.
Might be in the dorm.
I just hope they're taking time to put it down a little bit and engage. Well, actually, look at each other in the eye.
I can help them with what you say, like, "Hey, where you from?"
Exactly.
And you kind of wiggle your shoulders. Where you from? It's 1970 stuff, but it might still work.
It still works.
Bell bottoms are back, aren't they?
They are.
Afros, the whole thing's kind of cyclical. And you'll see. But let me just, I don't have time. Dang it. I got to talk about the Kingfisher.
Okay.
Your new mascot.
I'm telling you.
Let me just.
Legs. And we can still be the fighting Illini.
Where are the legs? They have a beak.
Is it the vocal minority is what I'm seeing on social media.
I saw a clip on Channel 3 about it, and I'll share.
Well, it's a bird that does have orange and blue feathers.
No, the feathers that are flapping remind me of a headdress, and I'm offended.
Oh.
It looks like a headdress with those feathers, and I need a safe space because that ticks me off.
How dare you?
No, I'm kidding. Not kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm going, well, that looks like a headdress. I need a spot to think about this. Anyway,
what's wrong with the chief? Dang it.
Just don't be shoving a kingfisher down my throat. It's too soon. Talk to me in 2050. Okay, because it was the beginning of the politically correct movement.
Yes, I know.
As we know it.
I know.
All right, stand by.
As Tapman's Towing celebrates 50 years of serving Central Illinois, we're always seeking good people to serve our great customers. Our team of expert tow professionals would like to interview others with CDLs, previous tow experience, or a strong interest in serving others. If you enjoy serving people, love working in the outdoors, and looking for a career, not just a job, we should talk soon. Do you have a strong desire but lack the experience? We should still talk. Visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hurricane Hillary's a Category 4 storm now, moving toward the southwestern U.S.
It will not be a hurricane strength as it approaches California and Arizona and even up into Las Vegas. But those pockets, specifically SoCal, could see anywhere between 2 to 10 inches of rain, and that will cause flash flooding.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. President Biden hosts the leaders of Japan and South Korea today at Camp David in Maryland.
The White House says threats posed by North Korea will be a focus. The meeting will also focus on, quote, promoting a rules-based international order and bolstering economic prosperity.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The Fulton County, Georgia Sheriff's Office is investigating threats against grand jurors who voted to indict former President Trump. Their personal information has been shared on social media, including names, addresses, and phone numbers, and posts promoting violence against them. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's local news. A portion of the interchange between I-57 and 74 closing for the next 2 years. The ramp leading from westbound I-74 to northbound I-57 being shut down in order to replace the current ramps with new ones. The project's part of the overall reconstruction of the interchange. A detour will be posted for drivers. A community getting to know the new police chief of Urbana, Larry Boone, met with media to talk about his life and plans for the future of Urbana Police. He has more than 30 years of experience in law enforcement. Boone previously served as chief of police for the Norfolk, Virginia. Illinois AgriBility will host a health and safety tent at the Farm Progress Show. Farm Progress Show runs August 29th through the 31st in Decatur. The health and safety tent is going to be providing safety resources to farmers and the agricultural community. It'll also offer free health screenings and services. And it might be a great idea to take advantage of those free health screenings. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, and Bannon, vicinity. Overall, pretty quiet weather picture from a rainfall standpoint. Not much in the offing here in the days to come. Coming off in some spots up to a quarter inch that we saw during the course of yesterday, late morning. It's heat and humidity over the back end of the weekend, a good part of next week. Meanwhile, they're bracing for a direct hit of either tropical storm or Hurricane Hillary. The first time a named system will have made landfall in Southern California in some 84 years. They've been few and far between, but they do exist from time to time. That fetch of moisture will set up widespread flooding, rainfall, severe weather, flash flooding at that, not only over the southwest and into parts of California, but a build northward across much of the west for next week. Mostly sunny, a bit cooler here for the day today in East Central Illinois. High temperature close to 80, clear, comfortable tonight, 80, bound down to about 55, that is. 84 tomorrow with sunshine, 93 as humidity climbs on Sunday, low to mid 90s ahead for much of next week. Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All right. So the kingfisher is the suggested new mascot that some guy came up with, and he's walking around campus last night, and he said it's just been great. Everybody's having fist. Yeah, they're happy. This is great.
Well,
and I'm saying, who are you talking to?
I mean, that's how you do it these days. Isn't that what Biden does? Isn't that what Trump does? Everybody does that in their world. It's great.
First of all, they're fist pumping 19-year-olds from Naperville. They have no idea what we're talking about.
I know.
And so I saw a lot of comments from, you know, folks that know better, and it's not one thought that was a good idea. There wasn't zero.
Clicking on an article from the Chicago Trib, with campus Senate approval, the belted kingfisher continues a hopeful dive towards becoming the University of Illinois new mascot.
All donors have to do is say, I'm not donated anymore if you do something like this. That's all they got to do. And they're the ones that would probably do it because, you know, you're going, first of all, we kowtowed to the political pressure of, you know, of allowing the Seminole to ride on a horse with a flaming spear and accept that and let them ban me. You know what? It's either good or bad. And you don't like, well, they have an agreement. Well, we could have had an agreement, too.
So retired the Chief Illini WEC in 2007 when the NCAA determined the American Indian-themed image was hostile and abusive.
Except for Florida State. That's not hot. Oh, whoa. That's okay. But we're bad.
Well, in the end, aren't they giving money to the Seminole tribe and there's no more Illini left?
There was a deal with an Indian tribe that was all for this, for scholarships and help and support and education and all these other things, and we just flat out turned it down. Our administration, whoever it was at the time, have not. They just don't want to talk about it. I don't know how, within the bowels of the University of Illinois, what they really think. There's some that think, you know, they don't want to talk about
right.
it. They don't want this
just
as...
pass.
Yeah,
this is
go
too
away.
Hot of a topic.
Just go
I don't
away.
Want to touch it.
Was anybody like the Kingfisher? I would really like your text.
Yes, 359-2255.
Maybe I am wrong, and all of you love...
Here's Richard. The Kingfisher bird will get
no,
booed
it'll,
out of the
stadium. It'll be embarrassing, and that won't go away till everybody dies, okay? This is something that is very hard for logical people to really reconcile, and again, it is not consistent with the game plan for
right.
the NCAA when
right.
when a school gets to do a flaming spear and horseback and
here's
Illinois's
another
bad.
One that's talking about no official word on the movement on the Kingfisher.
Well,
bird.
They've asked the trustees to accept the bird as our new symbol called the Kingfisher. And when I saw it in a picture, it's kind of this long beak, and then underneath they have the orange and blue feathers that are obviously manufactured, but it reminded me of an Indian headdress, and I was offended. I was really, truly offended by how dare they. So there's that. Brother Johnny's here celebrating rather late. What'd they say?
Hey, I missed you at coffee this morning, see?
Yeah, I missed you.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I missed you.
Yeah. Well, Johnny was, what'd they say in the... In the Scrooge movie, Making Merry, rather late last night.
Well,
and Gary Franks knew that. How did he know that?
Steve, as you go through life, yeah. you know, and especially when you have a hometown where you grew
yeah.
up, and you come back and you see everybody,
yeah,
and you
yeah,
like to
yeah.
get up at 5:30, mm-hmm. and it's fun because you see the people at coffee, and then you have a coffee at 10 for the older folks,
uh-huh.
and you see them at lunch, and then sure you have a couple of drinks, and then by about 1:30, you know, you start all over, and then there's a point at which, and that point may be when you get to about your 50th class reunion in high school, that you can't do both.
Okay, we got to work a nap
yeah.
in here somewhere.
So,
well,
so I did not quite make it to the coffee because we were talking around, we had
yeah.
a great time,
right? Well.
And,
yeah, but the coffee guys knew it.
And Gary was we had a great visit in the afternoon. And
nice.
But Gary wasn't a part of the visit after dinner. And that was the difference.
So how's everybody looking? Everybody looking like they're hanging in?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast
for
you guys.
We have a few people tonight, and then tomorrow night's a big event.
So, so if I showed up at Meharry's, nobody would care?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Because I'm not in the class of your class.
I mean,
you
really,
look at Steve.
Diane said I needed Merle Norman's for my
right,
face.
The skin treatment.
Yeah, well, maybe I do look it, so that's fine.
Actually, at this point, we're about the same age. It used to be
yeah,
when
know,
those
right,
guys
right,
were two
right,
or three
right,
years
right,
old, and
yeah.
they're way older. Yeah,
that's right.
Well, actually, now we're all the same age.
Uh-huh.
We were talking about Kingfisher. Andy says university officials don't want to talk about the chief, yet they still like making money off of it because they won't relinquish the trademark. Hypocrisy.
Hmm.
Well, let me tell you about the chief. We need to know the history of the Indians, and we also need to honor their heritage and
yeah.
way of life because
mm-hmm.
they were the first Americans,
yeah.
really. And I see the Democrats, and I haven't been kind when we talk about the Democratic Party or especially the progressives. I think they're just trying to stamp out the history and all vestiges of the Indian because the Indians were wiped out by the Democrats.
Well, it was Andrew Jackson, first Democratic president.
No, it was the Democratic Party.
The whole push.
Well, they wanted the slaves, but they also wanted the land.
Yeah.
And there's some history there that you can
fact check. I bet you people don't know that.
No, they don't. Well, and they're not going to know it because there won't be any vestige yeah. of an Indian in this country in 20 years if we keep doing it.
So people we took this land. It was the Democratic push, was it not?
It was the Americans, and the Democrats led the way, believe me. Okay. But and the Republicans were in on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. Because we wanted the land.
Yeah, sure.
And
yeah.
But Steve, why would you wipe out all traces of the American Indian?
Because it's racist.
No.
Bigoted.
No, you don't want them talking about what they did to these poor people because it was terrible.
Interesting.
That was, if anyone has something to complain about, it would be the American Indian.
So 217-359-2255. Are you for the Kingfisher as your new
now,
mascot?
Now, the Kingfisher, that's
it's a bird.
We used
and it has orange and blue feathers.
We called Huey P. Long the Kingfisher.
I go. Know, down in... Yes.
The bridge? You called the bridge a king?
No, the governor.
He was the governor?
Yeah, of Louisiana.
Way back when.
And would have been president, but he was shot about 25 times by something. No.
Oh.
Assassinated. He did get assassinated.
Okay.
Right.
But he was, you know, another Democrat. But he was quite a character and a Louisiana yeah. icon.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I suggested right before you walked in, Brother Johnny, that if the U of I heard enough from the donors that said, if you trot out a bird at halftime.
Oh, we want to be the Kingfishers?
Yeah.
Right.
Now I get it. See, okay. I was.
They were. There's a. There's
I,
was,
I kept this, late hours last night.
Yeah, I understand.
There's a student that apparently is pushing this. Has asked the trustees to accept this.
Well, that wouldn't be a good Central Illinois bird, number one. And number two, we need to get the chief back so okay. that we can tell the kids about
the bird
American,
has orange and blue.
You know, the American Indian, by the way, was an extremely free persona. Yeah. They just roamed. They could go anywhere.
Yeah.
And we pushed them everywhere. And they went where we didn't want to go. And they still did fine. But then we wanted that too. Mm. And then we put them on the reservations, which was not that great a deal. They didn't have to work, quote unquote, but that's not what they wanted to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, right. Right. Anyway, so we'll see if this is actually, the trustees are going, what do we do? The power of the chief is in the office of the governor. You have to be governor, appoint the trustees, then you could actually do something. You could go to a campus and vote on it, and they'd vote for the chief. Still, yeah. they still yeah. would vote for the chief.
Yeah, and anyway. it really, and that mascot was maybe one of the more esteemed mascot in NCAA.
And some would say it's a symbol, it's not a mascot.
Okay, a symbol. Yeah. But whatever, it was a good symbol, and it was very esteemed. You know, our mascot did not run up and down the sidelines. He came out
I just struggle with the Florida State Seminole. If that's okay, why aren't I?
The Seminoles, here's what gets me too. The Seminoles are reimbursed by the University mm-hmm. of Florida State. Because they used the chief and they raised money for the Americans, right. Indians of Seminole descent. And we're trying to say that the Illini are offended. And I'm saying, where are the Illini that would support? Aren't any. No. Well, how can you offend them? Either, well, you know what I'm saying?
We had
not around.
We had plenty of chances to make that kind of an opportunity happen with, like the Seminoles do. We had Indian tribes that were all for this, and we were going to educate, help, fund scholarships, the whole thing.
No, I thought the chief, and it might not have been what the Illini did when they did their dances, which they did do, but it was a very, very honorable deal. It wasn't making fun of any. That was an absolute travesty, what we did with our symbol of
it was the
history of America,
the beginning of what we now see full blown as far as politically correct and all these things.
And it just
now.
You know how you just don't want to get something started because it starts with the Indian and then they erase every other part of history.
Yeah.
And they want to say, here's how it is, like, oh, let's go back to a man can have a baby and don't get me started.
Yep.
You can
text me to 217-359-2255. Maybe you are all for the Kingfisher.
And when it comes to Chancellor Jones approving the new mascot to consider the Kingfisher as a possible successor to Chief Illini Weck, it was known that he's not choosing a mascot at this time.
Okay,
so what was told.
That was a good call.
Well, that's right. And again, they know what's going to happen if they, for some reason, do something like this. And
well, they do.
People will be mad for a very long time.
They'll be mad, but we've seen people be mad and things are happening that doesn't seem to matter anymore.
Yeah. So. Okay, quarter till, ESPN 93.5. Quick break, coming right back. Here's your Stever. Hey, it's Stevie J. Time for another Stever. The Stever program is where I give you my money and you keep and use the stuff. All right, today from Merle Norman. All right, Merle Norman is, I mean, unbelievably great when it comes to makeup and your skin. Maryland will help you. Now, here's what the offer is. I'm going to give you a free color analysis and I give you $100 to buy makeup from Merle Norman, made right here in America. In fact, made in Los Angeles. Marilyn is so good at what she does. So if you would like my $100 bill and a free color analysis from Merle Norman, all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, GoStever.com, and click accept. That's all you have to do. You have to make an appointment within 7 days, and then you have to fill out my survey as to how they did, how you liked working with Marilyn. Okay, Merle Norman, our Stever offer, GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email later on, late afternoon or evening, if you win. Rooting for you, GoStever.com, click accept for Merle Norman.
Join the Champaign Parks Foundation for a fun evening of food, socializing, and entertainment at the iHotel and Conference Center with Champaign Park District Youth Scholarship Fund to benefit from the new Ties and Tennies Gala. It's coming up on Thursday, September 14th, and you'll enjoy dueling pianos, a plated dinner, complimentary wine and beer, live and silent auction, and featured speaker Team USA Paralympian sitting volleyball player Nicole Millage. Learn more details. Visit champagneparks.org.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer they can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Yeah, Easy says, what's a kingfisher? It's a bird.
Yeah.
It's got orange and bluish feathers.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody thinks that would make a good mascot.
That's right. Well, and Chris was saying that we don't even need a mascot. I don't even really want the chief back, in my popular opinion. Or in my opinion, the Illini just have the name.
Well, I mean, how long will it be before you quit hearing chief as the chief, you know, doesn't dance?
I don't
but
know.
Yet, how many of us still see the
yeah.
dance?
And I do, know, and I do all the motions.
Well, that's pretty good.
I have trouble with the toe touch at the end. I just do one at a time.
That's still good. 7:47 now, sports headlines.
Well, speaking of the Illini, the women's soccer 3-2 winners over Loyola yesterday. 5 matches on the road now. Thursday the 24th, they'll be in Cincinnati to take on Xavier at 6 o'clock. And our volleyball team has a fan day tomorrow between 11 and 1 at Huff Hall. If you're popping around, you can enjoy that. Of course, our football team will be against Toledo's Rockets. That's September 2nd, Saturday at 6:30. The next game will be Friday at Kansas at 6:30. So we're out of the gate with a couple of 6:30 games.
Yep. And I'm sure we're practicing to those times, mm-hmm. too, just to get used to conditions, daylight, and all these other things, and under the lights. And you know what? We're going to see. I mean, what do we got? How good will we be? What about our defensive secondary? I know our front seven is supposed to be heralded incredible on the defensive side, but what about who's the running back? We got 4 or 5 guys there. Our wide receiver room apparently is deeper than we've had it in a long, long time.
That's right.
How about our quarterback? Is it going to be our Mississippi guy? I mean, we want to see how we look. So 2 weeks from tomorrow, Toledo, Ohio will come here, and we'll take on those Rockets at 6:30.
Steve, we weren't a lot deeper than when I was playing because we had like 14 deep because I was number 14. No, actually, I probably was 13.
Okay.
And I don't want to get into gotcha. Number 14 guy.
Well, right. Coach
Brett Bielema, what he was doing out there, Steve.
I had talked about a tweet in Sidney Brown and his insane appearance.
Yeah, what about Sidney Brown? Johnny, Sidney Brown might start for the Philadelphia Eagles in his first year. He's Chase's brother. Chase got drafted, too.
Right.
But Sidney might start. He had 41 plays in the exhibition, and I had 9 tackles.
He was a great defensive.
Your safety, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, he's a third-round draft pick.
How about
and
that?
Could be on first team reps. These guys the Eagles are, defense.
Johnny, they were 23 years old, and I think 7 years ago they were homeless. This is an incredible story of the twins that were in Canada with their mom. They were sleeping in their car, and here they are. America, baby, America.
And they were great players. That's why we beat Michigan, Steve, if you remember.
Yeah. Well,
we beat Michigan.
We really did.
No, you can't. I don't care what they call it. we saw the game. And then did both of them not play in the bowl game?
Chase didn't. I don't know.
That was a thing.
I thought Sidney played, but Devin Weatherspoon didn't.
You didn't want anybody.
There were three of them.
It was
huge. Maybe it was. I don't know.
I can't remember if Sidney played.
Well,
or not.
I mean, would you?
I do know if that we lost the game.
If everybody's telling you you've got $4 million, right. If you don't get hurt, right. Would you play in the game?
Because it's another game, and I've been playing for all my life.
Yeah, but we won't get $4 million.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I would probably lay out myself. I mean, I would probably not play.
Yeah. But why'd you play the last three games of the season?
Because nobody said concretely I'm going to get that kind of a draft pick.
I got you.
This is the postseason.
The season's
so now
over.
You've got to focus in on what you're actually risking.
And everybody's telling you you're going to go third, fourth, or fifth. I mean, it's just a lot of money. I mean, what did Devin Witherspoon get? $30 million? I wouldn't have played in the bowl game either.
Well, that's right. And I can't really comment because I had the gift of not risking anything. Absolutely nothing. So I played every game I could play.
Yes. Play hard.
Other than my life, I had no money on the table.
Kansas City will be at Wrigley to face the Chicago Cubs. 1:20 start today, tomorrow, Sunday, over on US 105.9. Mets beat St. Louis yesterday, and now they've got a series that continues today on ESPN 93.5. And Mason Wynn actually got caught up. For those of us who were at the Cardinal Caravan, we heard and saw him. He's only 21.
Yeah, he's a young kid. He and Jordan Walker kind of have come up together.
Okay.
They're both the same age. Jordan Walker's 21, the right fielder, young right fielder for the Cardinals. But Mason Wynn, we caught up with him when they were at the iHotel for the caravan, and I'll play that in the next hour. So you'll hear this young man. He's so mature, and he is really good. He's got some pop in his bat, like 18 home runs or something.
Yeah, and he popped up because Lars Nootbaar's on the 10-day IL with his
I think Lars Nootbaar fouled a ball off the ground, and I think it came up at his groin.
Ooh.
And he's out for 10 days.
Yeah, they said lower abdominal or
something. Yeah, they couldn't say groin, I guess.
Lower abdominal.
I think Yadier Molina took a foul ball, 101-mile-an-hour foul ball, and somehow the cup didn't cover him as a catcher.
Ooh.
So he had, I think he had surgery.
I'm even crossing
No, listen.
I'm a lady over here.
I wouldn't play catcher. But speaking of baseball, how's Jacob doing? Jacob is an amazing player. That's Stevie's future son.
He's done really well.
Yeah.
He's had a really, really good year. He's leading the team in this morning. I think he's leading the team in six categories. So he's got,
and that's Double A.
Double A.
But he also, if of course they didn't play a whole lot, but in Triple A he'd be in the top like 10 because he's batting 560.
Well, he had 5 for 9, but the kid got he got that injury. The guy got better, so he was sent back up.
Right, Triple A, but he did get up there, and that is kind of, there must be an algorithm that says boop. Did you look back at this guy?
I'm hoping.
He scored, two winning runs?
He had a game-winning hit his first at-bat. He scored the game-winning run the second time.
And that was in AAA.
Triple A.
And then he's leading in six categories.
Yeah, he's had a really, really good year. Baseball's tough. There are a lot of good players.
He's got one problem. The Reds are fine. They're not injured. Yeah. They're doing well.
Mm. Yeah, and they got a lot of outfielders,
I'm going to see if I can find somebody I know with the A's. Because I think me, you, and he could all
play. They could use some help.
You, me, and Jacob could make up the
Steve played for Eastern.
Yeah.
That's for a day.
Right. I mean, you tried out.
I played for an hour. But I did try out.
See, I tried out for the EIU volleyball team, and I was a practice player. And then I hurt my pinky, and that's when Betty Ralston, the coach, said, hey, why don't you just announce the games? And that's kind of how things started for me radio-wise.
That's great.
Because there was a radio, guy that was in the audience, and he's like, your voice comes across really well. And, the person to sing the national anthem wouldn't show up. So I'd sing that. And I just did it all.
Well,
it was great.
If you remember back in high school, which I've got my 50th coming up, we had a great basketball team, and I was ninth. So the coach asked me if I wanted to be the manager who did the stats.
You did all the stats.
Yes.
And you wrote the columns.
Yeah.
The legendary, the sojourn to Paris.
Right.
The Jody Calba stories. I mean, there are a lot
of
stories.
Don't forget the basketball brawl.
Ooh, boy. That was with the Franks boys, right?
Well, and Gary was mad at a guy from St. Teresa and was elbowing him. So, of course, finally, like in the second quarter, the guy from St. Teresa decked Larry because he
got confused. They were identical twins, so they hit the wrong.
And Larry's, what are you doing? And I'm telling you what, they had to stop the game.
Is that
I thought they were going to cancel it.
Oh boy.
I was taking notes, but they went on with the game. Everybody made up. Unity lost the game, but yeah, it was what I did. And Diane, it's in some ways more fun. It's a different job.
It is.
Well, your wife, Bobby, and I were the alternates on the homecoming court. And so we didn't, get to
that
walk down.
That means you're the announcer.
We're the announcers.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that kind of got
to me, that's the better gig.
Well, it certainly
was. That was my daughter, Anna, was the announcer. I was like, this is what you want, Anna. And she's like, not me, Mom. Yeah. That's you.
No.
Most of the time, you walk down the homecoming court and the quarterback and his girlfriend win normally, not all the time. Bowie Daly won for your year.
I think there was some voter fraud there
because you were.
I'm an election denier.
Yeah, okay.
I got you.
He still talks about beating me at out for king, which is fine. That's fine.
Well, who was the queen your year?
It was Karen Christian. Karen Christian. They were such a cute. Makes me sick.
But that was a couple. They were a couple then. Okay, I got you. And you were up there though. You were.
I was there with Julie.
Shoemaker.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
All right. We've got news coming up.
Reminiscing about Unity.
If you want to text us, you can. 217-359-2255. We've got Mason Wynn. Also, we got Jeff Wilson coming by.
Yes, we do.
And they're going to talk something for the veterans that you need to know about.
There's an assistance program that we'll learn about.
And our Stever offer at GoStever.com. Merle Norman, free facial, $100 to spend on product. That's at GoStever.com. Stand by another hour for the week to go.
Stevie, I just may go lay down. So I've had a great time here with you.
Okay.
Diane.
Well, thank you, Johnny, for dropping in all week. And so the party is now beginning. Is there anything going on tonight?
Yeah, we're decorating the deal, and there'll be a few people there.
Okay.
I had lunch with a group.
How many do you think are coming after 50?
I think we'll have 100 people.
Wow.
Probably 50 classes.
And how many in your class?
110 or
12. Wow, so almost half. Wow. So after 50 years, you had 50.
Well, 22 of us are no longer with us.
Wow.
Wow.
No, it's a great turnout as far as that goes.
Yeah, you're getting along now. 50 is a while now.
Yeah, Unit 7 grew in the 70s because the Catholic schools started closing and we had all the consolidation.
Well, we had 155 in my class.
Oh, wow.
Big class.
Mine was 111.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a big, big.
But listen, if you want to get up at 5:30 in the morning, then go ahead and have fun till 1:30. Don't do it.
That's right.
That's all I can
do. No, I couldn't do it.
Or get an app in.
You're as my little brother. Don't do that.
I won't do that.
No, okay.
7:57.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Does your home have those annoying outdoor spigots that leak and have no pressure? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing can help. Install a new Woodford outdoor spigot so your gardens and flowers don't suffer in this summer heat. Make sure your home's outdoors look great and call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now, we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
Can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com. Click on the jobs tab and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Racing. Farmer City Raceway is your local award-winning dirt track with exciting Friday night lights illuminating the late models and modifieds going for the checkered flag for the win. Make arrangements to get in on the camping with great price points for pit passes and young fans, as well as veterans. Friday nights, the hot laps start at 6:30, then qualifying and racing action. Don't miss out on the fun at Farmer City Raceway. For details, visit FarmerCityRacing.com. You'll buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscaloosa.